City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm.
Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9.
Johnny Cash was, of course, the man in black. My next guest is the one in white. Not sure he can sing, though. He is, of course, the author, the respected BBC journalist, and the man who in 1997 famously turfed out Neil Hamilton from the safe Conservative seat, sorry to remind you that of John, the safe Conservative seat of Tatton to become its independent MP. Tatton in Knutsford, Cheshire, of course. Now he's busy writing a book which will feature moats, duck ponds, champagne flutes, relatives working for you, and lots of flipping. You guessed it, it's about standards in public life. He is, of course, Martin Bell, and he joins me live on the line. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Why have you been moved, Martin, to write this book?
Well, I think it's a bit of my personal history. I took a bit of a risk in 97, and everyone said I was going to lose the election, and miraculously I didn't. But the big thing then was the loss of trust in politicians. You know, I have to say, I obviously failed, so I'm going to have another go, but this time in the literary sense, because things are much worse now than they were then.
Does that mean you have ruled out? Because, of course, it was talked about at the time, and I think on the BBC's Question Time, you didn't quite rule it out, but have you now ruled out the possibility of standing in the next election?
No, I haven't quite ruled out. There are a lot of present MPs who, on their expenses record, shouldn't stand again. And a lot of them are retiring or being forced to quit. I'm interested to see who is left standing by about February, March next year. So I haven't ruled it out, but I prefer what I call the local hero option, in which somebody like the physician from Kidderminster, Dr. Richard Taylor, takes on the powers that be. And I can think of some MPs who, if they insist on standing again, could be brought down by the right independent candidate.
Well, we have John Walsh in the studio, who is the chairman of the North West Conservative Party. And just be interested to get your view on this, because isn't it a little embarrassing, John, that the man who David Cameron has appointed to look at expenses within the Conservative Party, Alan Duncan, shadow leader of the House, is now himself accused in the papers yesterday. He was accused in the papers of having flipped and having claimed a mortgage on a house he already owned.
Well, there are all kinds of allegations flying around, and I think it's an appropriate comment without all the facts. What I would say...
But it is a bit embarrassing, you'd accept that.
What I would say is that I have no truck whatsoever for any Member of Parliament, whatever party, who has breached the rules. Because it seems to me that the one thing that's been overlooked by many is that there is a catch-all statement, as I understand it, in the regulations, that the expenses they claim should be wholly and necessarily incurred in the conduct of the parliamentary business. And some of the claims that have been made have clearly not been appropriate.
So you'd be happy to kick out people on your own side who you think have failed?
As chairman of the North West region of the Conservative Party, I took action with David Cameron in November of last year to remove a then-sitting Conservative member of the European Parliament...
Dendover.
...who was not allowed to stand as a Conservative candidate at the European elections this year.
Does that give you hope, Martin?
Oh, yes, I think things are moving in the right direction. I think David Cameron has been very, very, very swift with a lot of these things and in requiring a lot of money to be paid back. He really understands the depth of indignation. My only doubt is whether people, you know, it's easy to get rid of the old guard, the guys with the moats and the duck ponds, but some of the younger members, including members of his shadow cabinet, well, your guest may disagree, but they seem to have been treated a little bit more leniently.
You disagree, John?
I disagree. I think that we set up, as a Conservative Party, an internal panel to review all claims. It was based on that many of the repayments were required, and David Cameron has been absolutely decisive in that, and I have no doubt that that process will continue.
Martin's successor in Tatton, of course, is George Osborne, the Shadow Chancellor. George Osborne himself is in trouble and could be investigated. In fact, he may be investigated by the police, it's rumoured, over his expenses claims. That's a little embarrassing as well, isn't it?
Well, again, I am not prepared to go into individual cases without the facts in front of me. And available to us all. And
you I might be heading back to Tatton by the sound of it, Martin.
Well, I've always been... I've never, ever criticised George for anything, except his vote on the Iraq War, which I thought was mistaken, because, you know, it's for the... I think in the end, it's for the people in the constituency to make their own judgment on their own MP, and I'm sure John would agree about this.
Agree entirely on that.
Yeah, this is the final sanction that we have. But, you know, some of these mortgage arrangements are actually incredibly complex. For me to understand, anyway.
And Martin, you, of course, sat on the Standards Committee when you were in the House of Commons. When you look at standards in this country, and when you compare them to, say, what's happening in Italy, the Berlusconi matter, which just goes on and goes on, is like a soap opera, even in France, at the end of the day, aren't our standards in certain areas higher than other countries?
Well, I think we're very different people. If we were Italians, we'd shrug our shoulders and say, que sera, sera. If we were French, maybe we'd take to the barricades. What we British are doing is staging nothing less, I think, than a very quiet and good revolution, demanding a House of Commons better than the one we've had. And it was when I was on the Standards Committee, I saw this, what I would now call the rot setting in. And I think it was from the time when Elizabeth Filkin was dismissed as Parliamentary Commissioner for Standards. I think that's when a lot of this stuff intensified, and you know, we just have to. I think we're going to get a house. I know we're going to get a house with more new members in it than any since 1945. And I think we have to work at improving the quality, making sure that they're really high standard. I'm actually very hopeful at the moment.
Well, when I was having a drink the other night with a group of MPs, one of them a very prominent member of the Labour Party, and when I mentioned you were on the programme, he said to me, "Well, ask Martin Bell this question. Ask him would he publish his expenses from the period when he was in Parliament."
Well, I certainly would. Actually, of course, I don't have them because I destroyed everything. But I never even knew about flipping homes, you see. I had a little cottage in Great Budworth. It never occurred to me that anybody else would pay for my bath plugs or my light bulbs or anything like that.
Maybe you could claim retrospectively, Martin.
Yeah, I thought of that. I bought a hanging basket for £15. and it was actually tended by a Neil Hamilton supporter through the whole of one summer. So it was a kind of vision of the new politics.
Who did the weeding? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. We don't have many weeds in Great Budworth. It's wonderful.
And Martin, apart from the... I mean, you're obviously looking at the expenses issue. I know this book is going to come out in the autumn. But do you feel that right across the piece, including the monarchy, which obviously gets money from the civil list, even the BBC, which has been having some headlines about its pension arrangements today in today's papers, but also its expenses, do you think anything or any organisation that receives public money should actually be completely transparent?
Yes, there is no case for anything being hidden anymore, and I would add MPs expenses to that. But you see, in any other walk of life, in a public corporation or private company, the sort of practices that the MPs have been able to indulge in these last years are not possible. Everybody's cracked down. Actually, even the BBC is not quite as lax as it used to be. So what we're doing through the Kelly Committee is bringing the rules into line with those that apply in any other walk of life, and that has to be a good thing.
Well, Martin, the book is going to come out, I think, November, roughly?
Yeah, I'll tell you, in October. I'll tell you something rather sad. I wanted to call it Swindler's List, you see. But the publishers thought it was a bit negative, so it'll probably be called a true British Revolution or something like that. And I don't know how I'm going to keep it down to one volume, but I am.
A final question. Do you worry, though, that when you look back at the politicians we've had since the war, since World War II, when you look at somebody like Winston Churchill, somebody like Winston Churchill probably wouldn't survive, would he, in the 24/7 media world that politicians now have to live in because of some of the extraordinary things he did, his drinking, some of his use of language. Do you think there's a danger that we might just get a lot of vanilla in the House of Commons in the future?
There is that, but I think all we basically need is politicians with a measure of integrity and a measure of competence, and we'll be all right. I mean, Churchill had the most amazing arrangements. He worked as a paid lobbyist for an oil company when you couldn't get away with that. And he kept on being defeated because he was not the most diligent constituency MP ever. But obviously we need different sort of politicians for the new age.
Well, Martin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, and perhaps come back when you're closer to the deadline and getting the book out.
Thank you very much, and my compliments to the chairman and his Northwest Tories as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Yeah. And he's looking forward to Swindler's List as well. Martin Bell, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And I forgot to ask him if he's got white pyjamas, but I will do next time he comes on the programme.
Waking you up on Sunday, Rob McLaughlin, City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.